Blog Talk Radio.
It took a long time to get to this place, and now that I'm here, no one could ever erase the joy that I feel way down deep inside. The love that I have for me will never, never die. I can see in color, the first sign of spring. The roses are blooming. I got a new song, a new song to sing, yeah. Life looks so amazing. I never knew that it could open my eyes. And for the very, very first time, I can see in color. Oh. Everything is beautiful. Sky's so baby blue. I'm anxious to know where the rest of this road will go. If April showers bring flowers, then I need more rain to quench the drought. A new song to sing, hey, hey, hey. Life looks so amazing. I never knew that it could open my eyes, open my eyes. And for the very, very first time, I can see you. Oh. In color, y'all. The first time of spring. It looks so beautiful to me. It looks so beautiful to me. I can see. I could see.
Give it up. Mary J. Blige.
Enhance your mind. Recharge your spirit. Awaken your soul. Enhancing Awareness Radio. Enhancing awareness with clarity.
All right, all right, all right. Greetings, everyone. Greetings, greetings. Happy Wednesday. Wednesdays are very powerful, very powerful. This is like a spirit day. You know what I mean? And this is for all things spiritual cleansing, you know. So today is going to be a powerful day on Enhancing Awareness Radio across the board. We have three broadcasts for you lined up today, this being the first. And this is a motivational classroom with Haru the Oracle. And I am Haru the Oracle. This particular broadcast is dear to me. You know, and it's going to be very powerful, for I am going to be transparent, and I'm going to be sharing, you know, a part of myself with you guys, you know what I'm saying, so that we can all get the healing. Now, I know a lot of you guys are going through this, and I am personally going through this as well, so I like to use my life, you know what I'm saying, as a sacrifice, you know what I mean? And so with that, I use my life as a sacrifice so I can be transparent as far as being the voice, right? Being the voice for those who suffer, for those who feel that they are not good enough, right? For those who feel that they are not worthy, right? And I might be crying on and off, y'all, because this is it. You know what I'm saying? It ends now, right? So to all of you out there who got family, you know what I'm saying, that makes you feel like shit, you know what I'm saying? They only want to focus on the flaws in you. You know what I'm saying? They don't want to see the love in you. They don't want to genuinely ask how you're doing. They genuinely don't give a fuck about you. You are the black sheep of the family. You are the one that has been cast out. This show is for you because it ends now, right? Now, this all happened yesterday. You know what I'm saying? Now, it's funny because many of you guys know that I'm an oracle, and something told me to pull yesterday. You know, I really don't like to do readings on myself, but something said pull today, and I actually did a reading on myself, a 6-card spread today, you know, because I needed to know, you know what I'm saying? So, guys, this is Motivational Classroom with Haru the Oracle. You Are Good Enough is the name of the broadcast today. And I want y'all to know that you have always been good enough. No matter how your family or how your friends or how those loved ones around you make you feel, you are and you always were good enough. All right? You have to know that in your soul that you are good enough. And when you know that, when you tell yourself that, do a mirror exercise. For anybody that's still struggling, and baby, take it to baby steps. Look yourself in the mirror and tell yourself, I am good enough. Make that your self-affirmation every day. Because, see, we have to know within ourselves that we are good enough and that we fucking matter. Stand up for yourself. Don't allow people to, you know, for you got to fit into their expectations of what they want you to be. fuck that. You be the best version of who you are in that moment. Never allow others to make you feel any kind of way. Never. I don't care if it's your dad. I don't care if it's your mom. For me, that's the truth right there. The ones closest to me make me feel like shit. Every day, every chance they get. And see, what it is that hurt people hurt people. I understand and I overstand. You know what I'm saying? That it's bigger than me. See, this is generational. This is ancestral. I had to do the work in order for me to overstand where they're at. See, they have a deep pain within themselves. There's a quote that my brother stated. Eli, peace and love to you, brother. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if you're going to be able to listen to this show or not, but you may. But peace and love to you, brother, because I fucks with Eli. You know what I'm saying? Eli, you know, we all healing. We all healing. And, you know, at any chance you get, you know what I'm saying, tell your brother, tell your sister that you love them. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to the Enhancing Awareness Radio team. You know what I'm saying? The whole team. You know what I'm saying? That's my family. That's my chosen spiritual family. See, we have to choose our family, right? We are incarnated into this blood family, whether it's blood or not. You know what I'm saying, in the physical form, but no, you know, I'm sorry. You know what I'm saying, that's not my family. No, my family is a spiritual chosen family. If love is not being served at the table, find your ass a new motherfucking table. That is exactly what I had to do. I attracted and I built my fucking table out of diamonds, baby. Platinum. You can't, I'm unshakable. You can't fuck with me. Unshakable. And this is not, this broadcast is not coming from an aggressive place. Okay, please hear. This broadcast is not bashing any of my family, any of my friends. This is all coming from the heart, the root chakra. Really? This is root chakra work that I'm doing live. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, and it's getting us back to the heart space. My brother Eli said something 3 hours ago. He said, people who are always pointing out what you are doing wrong can't find anything right within themselves. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, if you got somebody in your life who is consistently picking at you, baby, we have to overstand and hurt people, but we also have to protect ours. Don't let, you know, as I was stating to a family member yesterday, and I'm so glad I had one of my team members on three-way that actually heard it. You know what I'm saying? She heard the whole conversation. So, you know, after I ended the call, you know, abruptly, because no, I will not be invited to a party to where I'm being bashed. Absolutely fucking not. Okay? So, I had to learn that over the years. See, guys, we have to learn how to stand up for ourselves. And if you ever need help, please don't hesitate to email me. Please don't hesitate to go to my website, which I need to update in the notes because that my main website is down right now, so I'm using my backup website. But, yeah, please feel free to email me, to reach out, because, you know, I don't want to open any wounds for you guys and not be able to help you guys. You know what I'm saying? So please contact me. Yeah. And so also, guys, you know how this classroom segment works is that what I'll be doing is I'll be playing a YouTube clip, and the YouTube clip is how to it's a one by Ralph Smart, and it's about a 25-minute clip, and it's about how – I'm trying to find the exact title. Okay, how to overcome thinking you're not good enough. Baby, and it's 21 minutes. Well, 20 minutes and 32 seconds. Dwight knows about them numbers. We've been talking about numbers. You know, the numbers have been guiding me, y'all. You know what I'm saying? The numbers have been speaking to me all yesterday. Yesterday was the 22, you know what I'm saying? And then the 9, the 22 and the 9 yesterday. The 22, 9, the 4, you know what I mean? And then the 4 has been on me, you know what I'm saying? That's, you know, that's the spiritual energy letting me know that I am protected, I am covered, you know what I'm saying? I can speak my peace, I can stand my ground. See, but the reading that I did on myself today, I had to remember wisdom, right? You know what I mean? And patience. This is something that another team member that's listening now, you know what I'm saying? She, and I want her to know that after she told me that, I had went to the Oracle deck and I pulled patience after you told me that I needed to practice patience. And just today, y'all, you know, when I was doing the reading on myself, I pulled patience. You know what I'm saying? So patience keeps coming up, and I pulled the Hermit upright, you know, and the universe is really talking to me, y'all, in ways that are so powerful and profound that I don't even share with everybody. You know what I'm saying? Like, I have to probably, you know, speak to certain people that will understand, like Dwight. You know what I'm saying? Because the shit that's happening, man, say, I can't share with everybody, you know what I'm saying? Because it's magic, y'all, you know. And I said all that to say is that, guys, never be afraid to stand up for yourself. Never be afraid to stand your ground. Speak the truth, even if your voice shakes. And see, a lot of my family members are thinking that I'm the bad guy, you know what I'm saying? That, oh, he popping off again, he crazy, he drunk, he got, you know, no. That, you know, but there are a few, and thank you to those few that I can count on one hand, who actually pulled me to the side and asked me, what's wrong? You know, Keith, what happened? What's wrong? Those who really can see as an intuitive empath, see, people can say they love you and people can say they care about you, but no, baby, no boo. You can't get away with that shit no more. Let's call a thing, people, like Auntie Iyanla says, okay? Let's call a thing, baby. Love ain't being served here. You say you love me, baby, but absolutely fucking not. We know how family is. Baby, they all that fake love and shit. Fuck that, okay? That fake love don't live here no more, baby. And that's family members and everything. You know what I'm saying? You can't fake love on me, baby, because I'm going to call it out and call it what it is. Look, me and you don't like each other. It's what that is, and we're going to die this way. That's exactly what I told her yesterday. We're going to all, you don't like me, I don't like you, and until you speak to me in balance, there is nothing. We have nothing. Ain't no more faking with me, y'all. You know what I'm saying? And that's how we got to stand our ground when it comes to that. Ain't no more faking. We are in the age of Aquarius and about the age of feeling, baby. See, you can't just go by telling people you love them no more. They got to feel that shit. Love is more than a verbiage. Hear me. And I want my family, my spiritual family, you know what I'm saying, any of y'all, you know, that are listening to this, please call in. Please weigh in on this. You know what I'm saying? If you find it in your heart, you know what I'm saying? 929-477-3423. I am going to play the YouTube clip because I do want all of you to get the tips, you know, that Ralph has to offer. And I haven't listened to this either. So I'm going to be taking my notes, and I'm going to come back and discuss my takeaways. But, yeah, guys, also look in the mirror and tell yourself I love you, you know. Tell yourself you love yourself, you know. You may not like what's looking back, or you might not feel, you know, when I first did the mirror exercise and did that, I was like, ooh, who is this person looking back at me? I don't know you. But it was all me, baby. You know, I had disconnected from myself so bad. I was gone. You know, this was like in the peak of my addiction. You know what I'm saying? And I've been clean for a great length of time, you know, with a few slips here and there. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, most of all, guys, I can truly, truly say that I love me today. And there was a time where I couldn't honestly say that and feel it. within the pit of my soul. But in this moment, I can. And I am proud of me. And see, it doesn't matter what anybody else thinks. It matters what you think about yourself, how you feel about yourself. See? And see, this work isn't easy. But you want to know how I did it? Embracing my shadow side. That's where it began. When I saw those things that they say about me and those things that they will continue to say about me until the day I die, because they only choose to see me in a negative light. See, I learned to embrace that shit about myself, the drug addiction, you know, the not good enough syndrome, you know, the alcoholism. You know what I'm saying? See, I start to love that part that I didn't share with the world, that third mask that we don't share with the world. I looked that bitch in the mirror, all right? And I said, no, we're not doing this no more. We're not doing this no more. I'm going to learn how to love you. Learn to love that five-year-old self that was hurt. See, and this all comes in divine timing because, you know, we are doing, I'm going to have C.G. Potolo on at 5:30 Eastern, and he's going to talk about the science of the parallel universes, because that's, when it comes to parallel universes, y'all, you know, do they live inside of us? You know, like, is there a doppelganger, you know what I mean, in another realm? You know, we're going to have a conversation with CG tonight. So that's at 5:30 Eastern. And following that, at 7 p.m. Eastern, we're having the Science of Child Molestation Part 2. Huh. And y'all know, if y'all go back to the archives, it's in the featured show. I cried like a baby, y'all. See, this is the healing. This is the shadow work that we are doing live so you guys can get the gist of how it goes, y'all. You know what I'm saying? We on the world stage healing. That's what we're doing around here, up on this platform. We healing live. Okay? So we are going to have two licensed therapists who will be joining us on the particular segment tonight for all of you to call in and for all of you to heal live. Get the heal. Most people can't afford a therapist. So get the healing that you need tonight, y'all. All right? So the Science of Child Molestation Part 2 is at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Be there. All right. So, guys, let's go ahead and jump right into it. Thank all of you guys again for listening. The number to call in is going to be area code 929-477-3423. Be sure that you guys are pressing 1 so that I can see you in the caller queue. All right? And we're going to play this clip, and then after the clip, we are going to do a song, and then we'll be back to discuss. All right? Be right back.
Peace. Infinite waters. Diving deep once again. We're out here in the heart of nature, baby. Someone wrote to me asking how to stop thinking you're never going to be good enough. How to overcome this feeling of thinking you're not good enough. And I've dealt with this along my early journey. So let me just... Woo! Breathing in that good ass prana, baby. Is that you out there never feeling good enough? Because this is something that affects so many people. And we ain't even had breakfast yet. Can I get a hello? Let me share with you what's helped me along my journey. Now, when I talk of becoming your greatest version, a lot of people always ask me, Ralph, I want to find my purpose. I don't know what I'm here to do on planet Earth. Like, what am I going to do? And I say, it's not that you don't know what to do. You don't feel worthy to do it. In life, we never attract what we want. We attract what we feel we are worthy for. Slow motion this side. What is more important than finding your purpose? Is actually knowing that you are worthy to do it. And that's where it really starts, right? That's where it really starts. So what really helped me along my journey was asking, who am I? The moment you start to strip all the layers of all of this programming, everything you've been told about yourself, your name, your nationality, your race, all of these man-made illusions, you begin to realize you are energy and you are infinite. Therefore, you can do anything, go anywhere, and live the life you've always dreamed about. But I don't feel worthy to do that, Ralph. Well, along my early journey, I used to wake up every single day and think life is not going to get any better. In fact, some days I used to wake up at 4 o'clock in the afternoon and think life is not going to get any better because I didn't feel worthy. I was so conditioned that I could only go so far in society. What changed? If you don't feel you are good enough today, listen very closely. Everybody, every single person you see on planet Earth at one point felt they probably weren't good enough. Why is this? Because everybody you see starts at humble beginnings. You might see a pro athlete, but they started somewhere. They had to fall down a lot, then they had to get back up. So it was the same with me. When I realized this, that everybody has insecurities, nothing will hold you back more than your insecurities. So it was a comforting feeling realizing that everybody is insecure about something. They don't feel worthy for something. They don't feel good enough. Okay. And that's what keeps people away from their greatness. But this is something we all experience. So what helped me was talking to other people who didn't feel good enough to realize, wait a minute, I'm not the only one. So we're going to get through this together. Many times we compare ourselves to other people. Comparison is the greatest thief of joy. Slow motion this side. Never compare yourself to anyone. Bad move. Because we are not the same. Everyone here on planet Earth is here for a different reason. They've got a different story than you. You've got to focus and swim in your own lane. But it works like this. The people you are comparing yourself to, they may actually be comparing themselves to you. How do I know this? Because it happened to me along my journey. I used to look up to certain people and say, oh my gosh, you're so amazing. And then these people would tell me, Ralph, I watch your videos. I'm like, wow, I didn't know that, right? So sometimes you don't even know who you are inspiring just by being you. I'm here to tell you, you are good enough. I'm here to tell you, you are worthy. And it starts when you start creating your own league, not being in competition with anyone, but being in harmony with yourself. 7-day vegan challenge alert. We need to have a massive fruit festival. Where are we going to have it? Any locations? Someone saying, let's go to Brazil. Let's go to Brazil then, right? We do it there. We do it on Ipanema Beach. Great. When you get in shape and start to feel more confident in your body from eating a more plant-based diet, you start to feel better about yourself. You start to feel worthy. For a long time, I was eating a lot of junk, and therefore I felt like junk. There was a great study called the Finland study showing how people who ate a lot of junk food, guess what? They were more prone to depression. People who ate more vegetables, more fruits, right? They experience more levels of joy and happiness. So there's a clear link to food and mood. And I've seen that just by waking up, drinking a beautiful, beautiful spirulina smoothie, I feel so worthy that I can do anything, I can be anything, and I can go anywhere. I can achieve the life I've always dreamed about from when I was small. When it comes to never feeling good enough, a lot of us, we are constantly, constantly trash talking ourselves. We're constantly saying, I'm no good. Self-hating won't bring you closer to self-loving. Let me repeat that. Self-hating won't bring you closer to self-loving. Self-hating won't bring you closer to self-loving. And a lot of people don't love themselves enough. And that's really the catalyst that will help you feel good enough. I see time and time again, so many people always talk down on themselves. Okay, they actually gossip about themselves. How is that possible? Nobody knows, right? They talk to other people about how bad they are, right? Behind their back. It's not going to serve you. And I did that for a long time. I would say things like, Ralph, you're only good for a 9-to-5. Life isn't going to change. You got to do what they are doing. What's popular. What those trendy people are doing. Because you, Ralph, yes, can't do anything by yourself. You have no originality. Oh my gosh. I was so mean to myself. Then I realized I'm a left-handed Pisces. Hello? What does that mean? It means the right brain is fully active. I'm very creative. I can create out of thin air. I can create infinite abundance just like that. I started to tap into my true power. Once you believe in yourself, you will become unstoppable. Slow motion this side. So, in loving yourself, people say, how do you love yourself? To start feeling worthy, to start thinking you are good enough. You have to go to the place where you find what I call your greatest power. For me, coming out into nature. Yeah, I got a studio, but I would rather be in nature, because this studio, if I was to rent this out, it would probably cost $1 million, but it's free. What a deal. Everyone started somewhere. If you don't feel good enough today, if you feel your life is terrible because you see everyone taking a selfie like that, and you're just like, Everyone started somewhere. You don't want to be looking over at your neighbor's fence. You want to be focusing on growing your own seeds. So in times to come, you will be proud of the beautiful tree that's manifested. Everyone started somewhere. Rome wasn't built in a day. Ancient Kemet, the Great Pyramids, Great Pyramid of Giza wasn't built in a day. It was actually built in a few seconds by anti-gravity techniques. Sound, baby. So everything takes time, and that's really what has helped me become my greatest version and always feel good enough to realize that there is no quick fix. A lot of people, like, they just want it so quick. And I realized I had to study. I had a mentor, right? I was in 3-hour lectures. Day after day, I'm old school, right? And I'm new school, right? But I realize that it's a whole process. Once you can allow the process, you will start to feel good enough. Many times we are constantly judging other people. If you are a very critical person of other people, always analyzing them, chances are you're not going to feel good enough. What helped me along my journey was to realize that my judgment was linked into how I felt about myself. The moment I stopped judging people so much, guess what? What, Ralph? I stopped judging myself so much. And it was so bad. It was so much better. It was so much better because I could actually not keep judging myself constantly, right? But it only happens once you stop judging other people. Then you will feel better about yourself because you will start to see everyone as a unique creation. We don't have to compete. We have to get along and realize the contrast in the oneness of creation. Your mind, my mind, is sometimes not as reliable as it seems. In fact, our mind can play tricks on us. And I've seen it along my journey. Sometimes we believe everything we think. And sometimes we're just plain wrong because our mind creates a story. And that story gets fabricated based on our own programming, our own subconscious beliefs. Right, so I never trust my mind. I always work from the heart space. The heart is more powerful electromagnetically than the brain. Heart math. Google. Do the research. Not on Google. Go to heart math, right? Find out how powerful your heart is. It knows so much. So I started to realize that in feeling good enough, don't just believe everything you think about yourself or that you think about others, because the mind sometimes gets cloudy, it gets contaminated. You have to be present. You have to absorb yourself in the present moment, and that's how to start feeling good enough. You have to realize that what it really comes down to is that the unhappiest people in the world are the people who care the most about what other people think. Now, I used to care a lot about what other people think. Nowadays, not so much, because I realized that, look, we live in a flash of light. Even if you were to live 1,000 years, that's nothing more than a drop in the ocean. Slow motion this side. So I realized that your time on planet Earth is limited. Yes, we are immortal, but you've got nothing to lose. Freedom is when you have nothing to lose. And that's when you start feeling free to say, actually, I might as well. You develop this confidence, the trust that now is permeating your entire being comes from knowing that tomorrow everything will change. People are getting older, babies being born, people passing away. Planet Earth is an airport. Buddha said, the problem is you think you have time, right? Fantastic. And I realized that you got to live in the moment. You got to make the most of where you are right now. And once you move into that mindset, you will start feeling good enough because you're like, hey, I might as well. YOLO, you only live once. Or a million times. Most people aren't thinking about you. As strange as it may seem, most people aren't. Most people are so preoccupied with their day-to-day life. If someone is thinking about you, be very fortunate. You see, many times we don't feel good enough because we feel we are under the constant eye of other people, when that really isn't the case. Many of us don't realize most people have their own stuff to deal with. Some people got babies to feed. They got to study. They got to go to work. They ain't got time to think about you. They'll think about the cat down the road. So don't gas yourself up too much. Don't think the whole world is constantly watching you, thinking about you, because people are busy. And then, guess what? That takes the pressure off for you to now start feeling good about yourself to say, look, I might as well because, well, most people are so busy. Right? And that really brings you the confidence that you've been waiting for. Ask yourself this one question. Am I happy doing whatever I'm doing? Many of us, we don't feel good enough because we are perfectionists. I meet people all the time. I counsel very successful people as well, and some people who are just living day-to-day life, all kinds of people. And some really successful people I meet, I'm like, why? Like, why do you have anxiety for? Right? And they're like, I'm a perfectionist. I have to always get it right, Ralph. There's a reason why a lot of artists suffer from depression, because they are perfectionists. They are trying to cater to the audience. That's a recipe for disaster. That's a programming in your subconscious mind from birth that has told you you are not good enough. Can I get a hello there? Can I get a hello? It's time to let that go. You don't want to cater to people. People say, Ralph, why are your videos so long? I say, because the right people who need it will watch it. I'm not trying to cater to you. I've done it before. Sometimes I make very short videos. Sometimes I make long videos. I'm here to share a very important message. A lot of people suffer from a lot of depression when they're trying to cater to people. Some people taking selfie after selfie after selfie. I counsel people who tell me that. And guess what they say? They say, Ralph, after it, I feel terrible. Models tell me this. I took 150 selfies, Ralph, and I didn't even like them. It took 4 hours, Ralph, and I feel terrible about myself. And they're beautiful. But it's never good enough when you are a perfectionist. It's never good enough when you're trying to win the approval of other people. Are you not entertained? You are not in a Roman Colosseum. Hello there. You are only here to be your true authentic self. You don't want to cater to people. You don't want to people please every single second. You got to respect yourself enough to live out your truth authentically. Naturally, people will gravitate towards it if it's meant to happen. But realize, when it comes to feeling good enough, it starts with the attitude you have towards yourself. Right now, I realize I am good enough for luxury, to be spiritually rich, mentally rich, have a lot of love in my life, have health in my life, have happiness. And it feels fantastic. And then I just say, feels so good to be alive, baby. Can I get a hello? And there you have it in a nutshell. Have a beautiful day. We're out here. Woo! Breathing in that good ass prana. Enjoy your day. Infinite waters. Diving deep once again. Stay well. Stay healthy.
Yes. 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 Guys, that song, you know what I mean? That song right there, make that your anthem. You know what I'm saying? Know that you are beautiful no matter what they say. That song is very powerful, y'all. And, you know, it made me think of this. You know, guys, if you're just joining us, this is Motivational Classroom with Haru the Oracle, and we're talking about you are good enough. I want everybody to know that you always were good enough. You always mattered. You were always beautiful no matter what they said about you. You were and are always beautiful. I want, if y'all don't remember nothing else that Haru the Oracle has told you, remember that he told you that you were beautiful. All right? Now, guys, as you heard my personal spiel, you know what I'm saying, about not being good enough, you know what I'm saying, in the beginning, you know, I want to first thank my brother, Dwight Jolly, you know what I'm saying, because he actually listened to me, you know, as far as what was going on, you know, while I was going through all of that, you know what I'm saying? I went to bed angry, woke up angry, you know, like my heart was heavy. I had all of that shit on me because, you know, we people can say things all day long, but I don't think that people will ever forget how you make them feel. And see, that's something that I have to remember as a teacher and an oracle, you know what I'm saying, about when it comes to patience, because, see, sometimes I can get impatient with someone. You know what I mean? And I can just shut it down and cut it off. You know what I mean? But I have to remember, we have to remember, you know what I'm saying? Because how my cousin made me feel yesterday, you know what I'm saying? In a moment. But see, I had to catch myself and redirect my energy. Why? Because the work that I did for myself, see, I love myself today. And see, this is what we all have to do. We can't people please. You know what I'm saying? Because we're not going to live up to people's expectations ever. Sometimes we're not going to even uplive our own expectations that we set out for ourselves. You know what I'm saying? Expectations for me, you know, is the root of all suffering. So I invited my brother on. You know what I'm saying? Dwight Jolly, I'm sorry. I don't know if you just was listening or what, but Siri told me on the mic. Before,
oh, man.
Yeah,
peace,
man.
Peace,
thank
bro.
You.
Oh, thank man, you already know, bro. I was just listening to the end of it, and, I was just leaving out the gym, and I said, man, I need to get on here and check my brother out because I know it was a lot of transparency for you this morning.
Yeah.
And just one of the keys to ascension. And
mm-hmm.
I spoke on this just the other day on one of my shows, and I was talking about the power. What's holding us back from ascending? What is stopping us from being the best version of ourselves that we can possibly be? And expectations, very, very big part of that. If we're not trying to live up to somebody else's, we're often trying to live up to our own. And this
mm-hmm.
leaves us as perfectionists, often trying too hard to make things work.
Yeah.
Forcing situations that we know we should have been let go of, trying to bring life to dead situations in our lives, and it leaves
yeah.
us feeling incomplete. It just takes so much from us at the end of the day. So when you find that place, when you find yourself in that place to where you have no choice but to reflect on you, and you have no choice but to realize your power,
yeah.
it's very powerful, and it's like you start to realize best effort is the best effort, and it's always you versus you. So everything is a reflection of where you are in your life. So the moment you realize that and you understand that everything that happens is something there for you to learn from. So, yeah, bro, that and it was no coincidence that we spoke on loving yourself and really healing yourself and really coming into one with yourself and meeting yourself in the center. I'm at that heart
yeah.
chakra. 528
yeah.
hertz is what it's about. The opposite
yeah.
Frequency of that is 741.
Mm-hmm.
Our pineal gland operates on 741 hertz.
Mm-hmm.
Our heart operates at 528 hertz. See, this is why we must become one within ourselves to understand our good and our bad. Those things about us that we don't like, how easily it is for us to respond to people out of anger, to reciprocate that feeling back to those people, and it doesn't leave us in a place of feeling centered and whole. So, yeah, bro,
yeah.
very powerful that you got that message and you were able to just pull yourself back within the moment. That's
yeah.
what it is when you begin to ascend, because you start to see shit for what it really is, and you start
mm-hmm.
to recognize that these people are here pulling me back and showing me something about me that I need to get right. You know what I'm saying?
That's it was all about me. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
In that moment. You know,
in that moment.
Dwight, you said something I want to reiterate to the audience. You know what I'm saying? Dwight, what happened was my reaction was out of anger. My first immediate reaction, y'all, was out of anger, you know, about, you know, putting people in that place, you know, screaming from the top of the mountain, you know, y'all don't respect me, you know what I mean? And, you know, I was like, wait a minute, Dwight, I'm tripping. You know, I'm tripping, bro. You know, like, what am I doing? You know what I'm saying? Because when I put, like, before all of it happened, I pulled the heart chakra. So that was the card of the day, the heart chakra. So that was Spirit telling me in that moment that, all right, King, some shit about to hit the fan. You're gonna want to use your heart chakra now. You know what I mean?
Right.
But Dwight is saying it's our reaction, y'all. You know what I'm saying? In this time and in space now, how we react to people, how we react to situations is going to be key. See, we can't react in an aggressive way, you know what I'm saying, that isn't effective anymore. See, and
exactly.
as Dwight said, it's you versus you in the end. See, that was my old self mirroring back to me. You know what I'm saying? Aggressive, catty, all this shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
Got me fucked up, you know, rah, rah, rah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And, man, you know, but it was me versus me in that moment. And I said, nah, bro, I'm not going there with you no more. Like, I can't. You know what I'm saying? I can't be in that dark place with you anymore, see? And so, you know, with Dwight's help this morning, you know what I'm saying, you know, I had to redirect it in that moment, y'all. And see, that's what we have to do when it comes to you versus you. How are you going to react? Because, see, what manifested within my cousin was a side of me that, you know what I'm saying, that I hated so much and I buried and I blah, 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 you know. But no, I had to react to that side of me with love.
Power.
And that's what we all have to do. You know what I'm saying? Because in the end, y'all, like Dwight said, it's you versus you, for real. And that third mask, as I like to call it, the one that we don't really show the world.
Yeah. And, you know, everybody, I tell people, we embody the zodiac wheel. So every energy that you can think of is within you. You are the Gemini. You are the Taurus. You are the Aquarius. You are the Aries. And so all of us have that Gemini energy within us. But it just so happened that we were born under that energy. So, you know, our twins are, you know, we got to face our opposites in our lives. And that is where we meet ourselves in the middle. The whole representation of the Gemini is the brotherly love, the ability to love your brother is the way that you love yourself. And so that is why I have nothing but the utmost adoration for you, bro. You are doing the work for yourself, and you are healing yourself, and it is only going to make you that much more powerful of the oracle that you already are. So I commend you, bro. I commend you. I really do. And you are loved, and you are valued, and you are worthy. You are needed, so... You know, I vibe, I try. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, you know, the universe, when the universe brings people into your life, it's only because you made room for the universe to do so. So there's nothing wrong with you letting them people go so you can grow and you can glow. So glow up, baby. It's your 8-year, it's your power year. Claim it. You know what I'm saying? Claim it, man. It's what you're doing. Walk in it, bro.
Yeah, but walk in it with love. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I gotta meet yourself in the middle.
You know, because a lot of us, you know, man, you, and when you got that asshole in you, when somebody meets you with that asshole in them, it's hard not to give it back to them. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, you know what? I ain't gonna even let you pull me there. You know what? You ain't shit, but guess what? I love you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, straight up.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I had to tell one of my little cubs, man, like, use a hoe ass nigga, kinfolk, but I love you to death. You know? So sometimes you just got to let people know, and you got to do it from a place of love. I don't mean I want to fight you, I don't hate you, I ain't mad at you. I just got to let you know, to me, the way you come across to me, you ain't shit. Like, you ain't right. So I don't mean I don't love you, though. Now, you can feel like that. Of course they're going to feel like that because of what you just said to them. They're not going to be in a place to receive it. But at the end of the day, fuck them. It's about you.
Right. I get it, man. You know, at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying, Dwight, with all of that, you know, it's about how you Dwight, I promise you, it was this man. He was like a schizophrenic man, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, his only statement was this, you know, and he was with me. We was just walking, you know, I was just taking a walk. But he kept saying this. He said, "When I look in the mirror, I see a great man. When I look in the mirror, I see a great man. When I look in the mirror, I see a great man." You know what I'm saying? And then I promise you, about 30 minutes later, I was in another location. And he showed up again, and he said, "When I look in the mirror, I see a great man. When I look in the mirror, I see a great man." Like, bro, I was like, you know, this dude is like, you know, we would perceive him as off, you know what I'm saying? Like, he was just had that schizophrenic look and all of that shit. But that is the only words he was saying.
Message.
Bro, if that wasn't a red neon banner on the side of the freeway, bro.
Look, that
I
was like
said,
a good
okay.
flying across the sky
you
with
know,
Keith's name on it.
You know what
you
I mean? I'm
man.
Like, bro, man, when I look in the mirror, I see a great man. And the fact that the message came back to me twice, did I go that too?
Yeah.
Yeah. And see,
yeah,
that's the case that I don't.
Look what they
yeah.
say. One more time for the people in the back.
One more time for Keith, unless he didn't get it when it
yeah,
went
so
by the first time.
Was in the back of his mind somewhere. Let's bring it right back to him. Yeah.
Man.
Hey, what's up, bro? Yeah.
And I was like, you know, that kind of shit, Dwight, you know what I'm saying, that we experience, you know, in life. Like, the divine magic is here, y'all. The magic is back.
Like it, a monster. You better goddamn know it.
You know what I'm saying? The magic is back, baby, and it's hitting us, it's slapping us dead in our faces, y'all. We got to wake up, you know what I'm saying? I think there's levels of awakening, but awakening, when it comes to awakening to the magic of the universe, man, same.
There are so many levels to it, and in yeah. order for us to really truly achieve those levels, we got to reach every level of us. You know, the more we increase our divinity, the more we do the inner work, the more those gifts begin to unlock, the more the secrets of the universe are revealed to us. So, yeah, that's exactly what it is, bro. It's levels to all this shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so
man.
It's about
yeah.
constantly
yeah.
evolving and moving.
Yes. Yeah. Well, I appreciate you, brother. I'm going to go ahead and meet you and continue the show. But I appreciate you calling in, bro. That's powerful. Thank you for that, man. And thank you for always
sure.
listening and being family.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying? Thank you.
For sure, bro. Namaste. Peace.
Namaste, peace. All right, y'all. That was my bro, Dwight Jolly. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, guys, please check out Dwight Jolly. He is on Enhancing Awareness platform. He is a part of our team. You can catch him every other Friday on Enhancing Awareness Radio. Dwight does live numerology readings. You know what I'm saying? So you can definitely check him out on Fridays at 7 p.m. Central, 8 Eastern. All right. So, yeah, now one of our admins, you know, and as I'm talking to, thank you for listening in. You know, Lisa, she, you know, she was telling me, you know what I'm saying, to celebrate, you know, the small things, you know what I'm saying? Like, Keith, what happened, what you did in those moments, you know, was victory. You know what I'm saying? And again, y'all, I'll use my life as a sacrifice, being transparent so that I can help others. You know what I'm saying? So this is why I'm making this particular broadcast about me and what happened. You know what I'm saying? See, because, guys, I'm also, as an oracle and a teacher, I'm also still doing my work on the back end. And sometimes, you know, sometimes I don't, you know, sometimes I pop off. And sometimes I don't get it right. You know, there is no right or wrong, but that's, you know, Spirituality 306, but we're not going to go there, right? We're going to bring it back down to one-on-one, right? Okay. So, you know, guys, life is only 10% of what happens, yet it is 90% in how we react to it. One more time. Life is only 10% of what happens, yet 90% in how we react to it. All right? And that is powerful within itself. Now, Lisa says, you know, every step is progress, you know, to celebrate the small victories. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, Lisa, you're absolutely right. You know, we definitely got to celebrate the small victories. And I'm glad you brought that up because, you know, there were times where I didn't celebrate the small victories. You know, one thing I say, you know, one thing I am proud of myself in this moment is that I caught myself. You know what I mean? I caught myself, and I was able, you know, just waking up angry. You know what I'm saying? But the dream that I had was so vivid. You know what I'm saying? The dream that I had, it was like a, it was an 11-11 dream, you know, because I was, we were moving into a new house. You know what I'm saying? I just wanted a new start, a new house, a new, you know what I mean? And we were moving into the new house in my dream. It was me, my mom, and my dad, you know, and we, you know, and that actually happened in real life. Like each, I always used to tell them, let's move, because I was always one about new beginnings. And that happened in my dream last night. So the way that I'm decoding it is, you know, that was what happened yesterday was a catalyst for a new beginning. You know what I mean? That was 11-11 all the way. And what I shared with Dwight, I sent him a picture, you know, and it was 11-11. You know, it was I'm number 111. You know what I mean? And it happened on the December the 11th. 11-11-11. You know what I'm saying? New beginnings. New beginnings. It's going down. You know, but it was, I think it was a new beginnings within myself. You know, I kind of feel like I'm finishing the level, and I'm about to, you know, as Lisa was telling me, you know, Keith, this is your year to help others heal, but to help others heal in a way that you never experienced before. And I received that, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, that's what this platform is about. That's what this, I mean, who knows? You know, I already know. You know what I'm saying? These classroom segments are going to go further than what I expected, and I was just doing it on a whim, right? So, guys, there's a few things from the takeaways. You know who you are is what Ralph said. Know who you are. You know what I mean? Know who you are. Know why you're here. A lot of us don't know our purpose, but, you know, kind of get some inclination, you know what I mean, as to what is your purpose? Why are you here? What did you come back to Earth to do, right? So we attract what we feel we are worthy of. Ooh, we attract what we feel we are worthy of. You know, another thing, too, is self-confidence, right? You know, in that situation, I immediately told myself, you are worthy. You are good enough. You are this, you know. And, you know, guys, just to let you know, some shit I don't get correct. Some shit I could, you know, do better at. You know what I'm saying? As far as business, as far as, you know, like the personal end of it all. You know, but when we have conversations with people, we have to remember to speak in balance, right? Now, see, I will not. I don't care who you are, mama, daddy, you know, I will not partake in any conversation that does not have balance. So while you're pointing out my flaws continuously, you know, I need you all. I used to do this with my supervisors. You know, I used to teach them how to treat me. See, we got to teach people how to treat us, right? Okay? So, you know, I used to tell my supervisors, you know, okay, I love you. You know, I understand your supervisor or whatnot, you know what I mean? But here is how this conversation is going to go. You know, and I don't mean that in an aggressive way, but we have to teach people how to treat us, y'all. And we have to stand our ground. So what I would do is, okay, not only are you going to point out my flaws, but I also need you to tell me what good things that I'm doing. Oh, you don't have any good things. Oh, there's nothing? Nothing? Really? No. See, we have to speak in balance. Like, okay, I see that you're doing this great. You know, and, I mean, don't try to brush it up, you know, like feeding me good shit, you know, just to shit on me. You know what I'm saying? No. We have to teach people how to treat us, y'all. So you can politely, assertively say, I understand that I'm not doing things the way that they should. But, you know, not only do you, you know, tell me the bad things, what good things do you see? You know what I mean? That's how we have to talk to people. And we have to, and see, we can't just, again, say it, you know, dress it up before we shit on you. We can't do it either because, see, people feel. We're more in tune with our feeling side today, y'all. Y'all can't hide shit. Y'all can't sugarcoat shit. If you feel some type of way about a motherfucker, it's going to show because they going to feel it. You know, sometimes the tension be so thick in the hospital with my dad and his family and shit. Do you know that tension was so fucking thick you can cut it with a knife of how they feel about me. See, they chose not to see no good. They choose still not to see no good in me. Or if they do, they don't express it. And maybe they don't express it because maybe, you know, expressing gratitude and love from an authentic place, let me say that again, from an authentic place, you can't just mix sugar with shit now, okay? It got to be authentic because the oracle that I am, I'm going to feel that shit and I'm going to know you're full of shit and I'm going to tell you you are, right? That's just how I roll. But anyway, not to get back into the anger part of that, bringing it back to compassion, you know what I'm saying? You know, we have to teach people how to treat us. And when it comes to judgment, you know, we have to let go of people pleasing, right? We cannot fit everyone's expectations, y'all. Just remember to love yourself. If you need to know how, please use all of the contact information below because this is what I teach people in my sessions. So you can book a session with me. My sessions are an hour long or more, you know, but you're going to get the healing work that you need. And you can check out my reviews also at my Facebook page. Everything is in the show notes for you guys, right? So remember, you are worth it. You are good enough. You are always good enough. Do not people please because it's just you're just not going to fit their expectations. You're just not. When it comes to judgment, y'all, because others are going to judge you. You know, the whole Jesus story, you know what I'm saying? We know what type of, you know, metaphor that was, right? But they even nailed his ass to the cross. Go figure. You know, that tells you a lot about the world that we live in. You got the most compassionate metaphor, you know, in history. But you nailed his ass to a motherfucking cross. What? See, that's what they will do. People will not see the good in you. They will nail you to a fucking cross because of some judgment shit. We all fuck up. We all fuck up. But how you judge your motherfucking self. When you look in the mirror, you see a great man. When you look in the mirror, you see a great man. When you look in the mirror, you see a great man. Or woman. How you judge yourself first is all that really matters because others will see they however they choose. That's their show and that's their shit. How others see you is none of your business. How you see yourself is your business. Look in that mirror again and tell yourself, I love you. When is the last time you looked in the mirror and you said, I love you? That's what we need to be doing. All of the older generation, you know what I'm saying, who are harboring a lot of hurt, who are harboring a lot of pain, who have spent their whole lives people-pleasing, who have spent their whole lives trying to fit in, y'all have to stand y'all ground and say, this is it. I am not living for you anymore. We can't live our lives for others. I got to let go of living my life for others. I do more a lot and spend my time and energy a lot. But see, they choose not to see that. They don't want to see the good in me. Not all of them. And that's okay. You know, I am okay with that today. Why? Because I love me. There was a time where I wasn't able to say that. I would just go get a drink, and I would just mask it. And I still drink. Don't get it twisted. You know what I'm saying? Because sometimes the pain is just too much. You know, and I just, like yesterday, I had a few. You know. But today, I know I'm not drinking anything today. You know what I'm saying? Because today I'm going to spend time loving on myself. And I am going to go within. I'm going to do a lot of writing. And, guys, we got three shows today. The first, after this one, is going to be C.G. Potolo. Yeah, Dwight, my boy, C.G. Potolo. Make sure you call in on that one, bro. We're going to be talking about the parallel universes. CG gonna break it down. You know what I'm saying? I got a whole lineup for CG. You know what I'm saying? We're gonna talk about the parallel universes. You know, do we have doppelgangers? You know what I'm saying? In separate universes and all of that. And then tonight at 7 p.m. Eastern is the Child Molestation Part 2. See, and when I tell you some healing, guys, man, do you know going back to your 5-year-old self? You know what I'm saying? Where I was raped at 6. Do you know that shit ain't easy? I broke down on the first show in tears. Couldn't even do my intro. And I don't even know how it's going to go tonight. But guess what? I'm going to use my life as a sacrifice. That's it. To help others. What are we doing? Why are you here? To help heal the world? See, we don't fit in because many of us are here to create a new earth. We're not here to rehash old history. See, yeah, we get the wisdom from it, but we're here to create a new earth. What, and see, we can't do that living for others. We can't do that fitting into other people's expectations of us. That will keep us limited. Imperfection is perfection. Hello? Imperfection is perfection. And when others talk down on you or belittle you or make you feel some type of way, in that moment, you stand your ground and say, you know what? I'm not accepting this. I am good enough. I am worthy. I am powerful. I am magic. I'm not going to get it together on your watch. Now, see, when things really do come to a head, and when it's going down, and y'all got to book appointments just to see me, I promise you, you know what I'm saying, you know, I'm not going to even know a lot of motherfuckers. Like, who is that? And, you know, call it rude or not, you know what I'm saying, but don't judge me. Don't do that. Don't judge me harsh. Don't only point out my bad shit. Nah. So, to anyone or any family member or whatever that's listening or that will hear this show, know that this broadcast did not come from a place of hate. It came from a place of me standing my ground and loving myself today. I will not allow the energy of what others think about me to detour me from my success. I am very proud of my accomplishments, even the small accomplishments. I am proud of myself today. I have come a long way. Y'all don't know the battle that I had to fight privately. All y'all hear is the bad shit. All y'all choose to do is hold on to the bad shit of what they say about me. But guess what? I am standing my ground today, and I love myself more today. And this show was the curtain call, because that's it. Y'all won't see me no more. I'm done. Until you do not have to have conversations with people that are not having conversations and speaking in balance. If love is not at the table, get your ass a new table. I have created, as I stated in the beginning of the show, I have created a new table made of diamonds. And guess who sits there? My spiritual family sits with me at the head of the table. I love you too, Connie. All of my spiritual family are listening. I love all of y'all. A table made of diamonds. And it hurts me that none of my physical family will be sitting at it. Probably one, probably two. Where did we go wrong, y'all? Where did we go wrong? You know, it's a saying that say when Big Mama dies, the whole family just, you know, but it don't have to be like that. You know, there's so much separation and shit between the black people. Between the black family, between humanity, period. Where did we go wrong? And what are we going to do to make it right? That is the fucking message. That is what we need to pay attention to now. All of this division and separation and shit. What the fuck are we doing, y'all? What? It needs to stop now. It hurts me to see the world like this, y'all. It hurts. But that's okay, because there are a lot of spiritual leaders, and we are here, and we're not here to play. Because we won't deal with ourselves. That's where we went wrong. Yep. Thank you, Lisa. Lisa Van. Sundays, the Relationship Cafe. Please join them Sunday. Lisa Van and Garrett Van, the Relationship Cafe, is revamping on Sunday, and they have a great broadcast. Yeah, baby, I'm standing strong. Thank you, Connie. They are having a great broadcast on mental health. Oh, mental health in the black community, y'all, because Lisa's absolutely right. And, Lisa, you can use some of this for your show notes, some of this in this show, baby. But mental, you're black, not only black people, y'all, because this is not about race. First of all, it is no race, okay? You know, all that race shit is, you know, anyway, that's a whole nother show, okay? But your mental health matters, y'all. And see, Lisa is absolutely correct. Where do we go wrong? Our mental health. We don't want to go within, and we don't want to heal this ancestral trauma. We don't want to heal this shit. We don't want to be honest. We don't want to be honest about our shit. You can paint a picture all motherfucking day long, but what is going on behind closed doors? Show me that third mask. That's the one I want to talk to. I want to talk to that third mask you hiding over there, that you hiding in your purse, okay? Bring that out. Because the ones that are most judgmental are the ones that are hiding the most pain. Y'all can't fool me, baby. Y'all up here living in these big luxury houses, driving these Lexuses and, you know, these Benzes and shit, you know, hiding behind luxury and shit, but your husband is beating on you and shit. Uh-uh. You the main one with problems and shit, having to work 2 and 3 jobs and, you know, having to work 12 hours a day and shit. You know, your life is falling apart and shit. But, oh, no, honey, you are hidden behind the church and your hairstyle and your nails and, you know, your grand car. You know what I'm saying? And when it comes to people that are hurting, honey, how are you helping? You want to point that flaw, but how are you helping them? You only care about your uncle. You can give a fuck about me. Let's just be real. And we're just going to call a thing a thing. All right? It is what it is. And that's just it. And that's okay. But I'm not finna take that mask off. Yeah, baby. And see, here's the thing. Not only are spiritual people warning y'all that y'all must take y'all mask off, baby. Lisa. Lisa told me this. Your mask gonna fall off and you ain't gonna even know your mask fell off. Lisa Van is a witness that happened. Y'all mask are going to fall off, and you're not going to even realize that motherfucker was off and that you are in public. The world is going to teach your ass, see. We've been trying to warn y'all to be nice and to, you know, have communion and compassion. Pointing fingers. The finger point is over. The blame games are over. See, everybody going to have to acknowledge it, own up to their own shit. But one thing that I will not allow anymore is for someone to continuously point out my flaw and not give me a positive balance. Won't happen. Those conversations will not be had. Yeah, I'm cutting it short real quick. So if anybody ever want to pull me to the side and talk to me, make sure you talk to me in balance. And we're going to put a period on that. You don't know who you are inspiring by just being you. That's it. That's what Ralph said. You know, we don't know who we're inspiring. I know that I'm inspiring a lot of people with being authentic, right? Mask off, baby. Mask off. And I'm not going to sit here and tell y'all, you know, each bad shit that I've done. You know what I'm saying? But know that I am not perfect, and know that I don't have a lot of my shit together. I'll be the first to let you know that. I don't have a lot of my shit together. Now, am I doing some of the things that this world wants me to do? Absolutely fucking not. But see, are there also great things that I'm doing for the world? See, you ain't talking about that. I got a whole motherfucking platform. Do you think anyone ever acknowledged my platform or supports me in the physical, my physical family? Mm-mm. Probably one. Probably, you know, I've tagged a few even, invited a few on. You cannot be a prophet in your own town. You cannot be a prophet in your own town. We got to deal with our own shit, Lisa. Yes, Lisa, absolutely. We got to deal with our own shit. But I don't want to sound like a broken record. So self-hating won't bring you closer to self-loving. Yeah, guys, self-hating, you know, that self-hating and that, those self-defeating talks, you know, yeah. Comparison is the greatest thief of joy. Yes. The only person that we need to be comparing ourselves to is that person in the mirror. That's the only comparison, period. Not good enough. Yeah, not good enough, guys. So getting back to not good enough. Not good enough is a program, y'all. You know what I'm saying? So not good enough is a program. And actually not being not good enough is one of the biggest programs and one of the most parasitical, you know, I think that's the word, one of the most parasitical things. It's a parasite. Parasite. Not good enough program is a parasite, and it's killing us. So I want y'all to remember, you are good enough. You do matter, and you are worthy. Put yourself some affirmations around. You know, I have three pictures around my house. One of them is you are good enough. One of them is you are worthy. I keep you are worthy on my desk. You know what I'm saying? Remind yourself through imagery that you are good enough and that you are worthy. Know that. Don't trash talk yourself. You know, live your truth. Live your truth authentically. Moreover, show the world that mask. Let the world know that you're hurting. Let the world know your pain. Let the world know your anger. See, one of the first people I spoke to this morning was Dwight Jolly. He was already there to listen. You know what I'm saying? He listened to me. You know what I'm saying? He didn't take on my hurt. You know, but he helped me to redirect myself back to love. See, that's what I'm so grateful for my spiritual family today. Lisa Van woke up. First thing she did, she checked on me. She said, "You good? Connie, checked on me. You good? Cetus, how? Cetus, baby, it's just Earth, bitch. It's just Earth. Motherfucker, y'all tripping. It's just Earth, bitch. Earth is an airport, like Ralph said. Earth is a classroom. Earth is an airport. This is just one stop. But when we, quote, die, perish, you know, we off into another realm. We take off. That's the airport, you know, the spiritual realm, the portals. You know what I mean? Those are the airwaves. See, it's spiritual, y'all. It's just Earth, bitch, and y'all motherfuckers tripping. Y'all better leave me alone, though. Man. Whew. All right, your insecurities will hold you back. How many of y'all insecure? How many of y'all feel like y'all can't stand up for yourselves because of what others would think or what others would say? How many of y'all in domestic violence relationships and you don't know how to get out? Please join us on the 30th, as we will be discussing that. Bette Crowe will be joining me on the domestic violence show. We are finally doing it, Lisa, on the 30th. And how many of y'all, domestic violence is not just physical, y'all. Domestic, you know, there's verbal abuse as well. I personally was in a verbal one myself, you know what I'm saying, to where, you know, it didn't end well, you know what I mean? But I got out alive, you know, and we were still together. after the incident. You know what I'm saying? But it's very dangerous, y'all. You know, so I don't take that lightly when I see my friends struggling. You know what I'm saying? That's not a conversation I take lightly. And I always encourage people to get out. But it's not that easy for some people, and I get it. But, yo, guys, I promise you, the time and energy space that we live in now today, we don't have to go through abuse. We don't have to stand there and be abused anymore, y'all. We got so much protection energy, you know, that will protect us. You know what I'm saying? You know, man, you know, when it comes to the women, y'all know I have a zero tolerance for when the kings, because I'm not going to call an ass guy, well, whatever. But when the black men start to abuse our women, zero tolerance. And you know what? I was paused and stopped myself because there were times where I was verbally abusive to a few black women on other platforms, you know, why I got removed. And, you know, I will honestly, openly say that can I work on my approach when it comes to when I feel a certain type of way? Yes. Yes. You know, and guys, and I hope y'all don't hold me to a standard to where I got it all figured out. You know what I mean? Because I don't. I'll be first to let you know I don't, baby. There's some shit that you may see about me that you may not like. You know, you be like, ooh, yeah, baby, that shadow side of bitch. You know, a lot of y'all not going to like that motherfucker, and a lot of my spiritual family saw that motherfucker, and y'all don't like that motherfucker, you know? As the wife said, this side of you, bro, you an old-ass nigga, bro, but I still love you. You know what I mean? I mean, for real, y'all, you know, I got some whole-ass nigga tendencies, you know what I'm saying? And I'm sure that we all do, you know, in some aspect, y'all. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of it all, y'all, when you look in the mirror, you see a great man. When you look in the mirror, you see a great man. And we're going to end with that. I love y'all. Again, please join CG and myself at 5:30 Eastern, 4:30 Central. And also please join us for Child Molestation Part 2, The Science of Child Molestation, where Shari and myself, we shared our story, which is our feature show, about 2 weeks ago. But now we're going to be talking about the cycles of abuse, and we're going to be talking more about the science of child molestation. Also, we have two clinical therapists. We have Candace Coleman and also her cousin Jan, who will be joining us, and you can get the healing that you need live on air. So if any of y'all are listening to my spiritual family and y'all know somebody who can benefit from this, from any of these shows, you know, that are happening, we got three. There go that three to white. Three shows today. Three. Man, thanks. The numbers are real. Please join the White Jolly every other Friday for live numerology readings at 8 p.m. Eastern and 7 Central. All right? So, yeah, guys, when you look in the mirror, you see a great man. When you look in the mirror, you see a great man. When you look in the mirror, you see a great man. Peace and love.
I want to say what I feel like.
makes you so much wiser. And you're so close to your dreams, and no mistake, no heartbreak can take away what you're